The Santa Fe School Board has voted to offer a base salary range of $160,000 to $180,000 to its next superintendent. The board had earlier talked about offering a base salary of $190,000 in an effort to attract a better candidate. The board heard from about 30 speakers Tuesday night, most of whom were bus drivers and school teachers. Many of them expressed frustration about their low wages, which have been frozen in place since 2007. Police here in Santa Fe have seized a variety of firearms during a search of Scott Powell's North Side home. He's the man suspected of shooting at a speed enforcement vehicle owned by the city. Several of those firearms were handguns that Powell was legally able to carry as concealed weapons. Also found at the house were a number of nightshirts, similar to the one worn by a man caught on camera shooting at the speed enforcement vehicle. Powell remains jailed this morning on charges of criminal damage to property and negligent use of a deadly weapon. He's also facing charges in connection with a police chase in downtown Santa Fe on Friday. The New Mexico Judicial Standards Commission is recommending a 90-day unpaid suspension for Espanola Municipal Judge Stephen S. Salazar. He's been accused of signing an illegal ex parte order in 2010. That order instructed a towing company to return a motorcycle in a pending criminal case. The commission is also recommending a formal public censure of Salazar and that he be placed on probation for the rest of his term. The recommendations are now being sent to the state Supreme Court. Mostly sunny skies today with a high temp near 75 degrees, mostly clear overnight with an overnight low near 40. I'm John Califf. You can read about these stories and much more by picking up a copy of today's Santa Fe, New Mexican.